நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
எழுத்தாளர் மற்றும் நாடகாசிரியர் எஸ் சக்திதரன் சமீபத்தில் வெளியிட்டுள்ள ஒரு நீண்ட மூச்சில் உங்கள் உலகத்தை ஒன்று திரட்டுங்கள் என்று பொருள்படும் Gather Up Your World in One Long Breath என்ற தலைப்பிலான புத்தகம் வாசகர்களிடையே ஆழ்ந்த சிந்தனைகளை தூண்டியுள்ளது. இந்த புத்தகத்தின் தோற்றம், அதில் சொல்லப்படும் கதைகள் மற்றும் அவற்றின் பரந்த சமூக பின்னணிகள் குறித்து அவர் பகிர்ந்த சிந்தனைகளை கேட்கும் வாய்ப்பை உங்களுக்கு இந்த நேர்காணல் வழங்குகிறது. தமிழ் மொழியை சரளமாக பேசத் தெரியாத சக்திதரன் அவர்களின் பதில்களின் சுருக்கத்தையும் தமிழில் தரும் இந்த நேர்காணலை செய்துள்ள நான் குலசேகரம் சஞ்சயன். எழுத்தாளர் மற்றும் நாடகாசிரியர் எஸ் சக்திதரன் அவர்களுக்கு வணக்கம் கூறி நேர்காணலை தொடங்கினோம்.
ஹலோ சஞ்சயன்.
அவர் சமீபத்தில் வெளியிட்டுள்ள ஒரு நீண்ட மூச்சில் உங்கள் உலகத்தை ஒன்று திரட்டுங்கள் என்று பொருள்படும் Gather Up Your World in One Long Breath என்ற தலைப்பிலான புத்தகம் அவரது முதல் நூல் என்பதை குறிப்பிட்டு அதனை ஏன் அவர் எழுதினார் என்று கேட்டதற்கு, தனது முதல் நினைவு குறிப்பு ஒரு தந்தையாக மாறுவது தன்னை எவ்வாறு மாற்றியது என்பதிலிருந்து ஈர்க்கப்பட்டது என்றும், ஆழ்ந்த தனிப்பட்ட பார்வைகளை தான் அதில் பகிர்ந்து கொண்டதாகவும் அவர் கூறினார். தான் எழுதிய கதை ஒரு நாடகம் அல்லது திரைப்படத்திற்கு ஒத்து வராது என்பதை அவர் உணர்ந்ததாகவும், ஒரு புத்தகம் மட்டுமே அந்த நெருக்கத்தை வழங்கக்கூடிய ஊடகம் என்பதை உணர்ந்ததாகவும், அதன் பின்னர் தனது எழுத்து இயல்பாக அமைய அனுமதித்தது என்றும் சக்திதரன் கூறினார்.
The story and the themes were always important to me and they're very personal. This book is a memoir. There were stories relating to my life that really came about because of what becoming a father has done to me. And as I started writing it, I very quickly realized it couldn't be a play. And it couldn't be a film. It felt so intimate and so personal. And it felt like the audience for this story had to be a single person each time. And that's when I realized that's the reason books were invented, really. And it's this incredible technology, a book of a very personal message from writer to reader. And as soon as I realized that, it really started to flow.
அவருக்கு மட்டும் இது முதல் முறையல்ல. இதனை பிரசுரித்த பவர் ஹவுஸ் முதல் முறையாக ஒரு கதையை பிரசுரித்துள்ளது என்பதால் அது எப்படி சாத்தியமானது என்று கேட்டதற்கு, பவர் ஹவுஸ் பெரமட்டாவுடன் இணைந்து பணியாற்றுவதில் சக்திதரன் உற்சாகமாக உள்ளார் என்றும், அதன் புதிய பதிப்பக பிரிவு தனது புத்தகத்தை வெளியிட்ட பின்னர் புத்தகத்தின் கருப்பொருள்களை விரிவுபடுத்தும் வகையில் ஒரு ஆண்டு முழுவதும் நிகழ்வுகளை நடத்த அவர்கள் திட்டமிடுகிறார்கள் என்றும், ஒருவேளை ஒரு அருங்காட்சியகம் இப்படியான முயற்சியில் ஈடுபடுவது இதுவே முதல் வகையாக இருக்கும் என்றும் கூறிய அவர், பொதுமக்களை ஈடுபடுத்த கலை மற்றும் இலக்கியம் ஒரு புதிய வழியை குறிக்கிறது என்றும் கூறினார்.
I'm really interested in how art can have an impact in the world. To me, that means working with the types of organizations that are willing to look at the full potential power of something. And when I found out that Powerhouse were going to start a publishing arm with their move to Parramatta, and what really excited me was the possibility not only to do a book with them, but then to do a companion series of projects that extrapolated and expanded upon the themes in the book. And so we'll announce that later. But what I can say at this point in time is that there's going to be a large scale year long program of events at Powerhouse Parramatta in connection with the book after it opens, which is just tremendously exciting. And I think might be the first time that that's ever happened.
இந்த நூல் அவரது சுய சரித்திரமாக இருந்தாலும் அதனை வெவ்வேறு ஆட்களுடன் அல்லது அவர் வளர்ந்த வீட்டுடன் நடத்தும் உரையாடல் போல அமைத்திருப்பது குறித்து கேட்டதற்கு, பாரம்பரிய கதை சொல்லலை நிராகரித்து உறவுகள் வாழ்க்கையை எவ்வாறு உண்மையிலேயே வடிவமைக்கின்றன என்பதை பிரதிபலிக்கும் வகையில் அன்புக்குரியவர்களுடன் பெற்றோர்கள், மனைவி, குழந்தைகள் மற்றும் பாட்டியுடன் நெருக்கமான உரையாடல்களாக புத்தகத்தை தான் எழுதியுள்ளதாக அவர் கூறினார்.
In order to be a good parent to my two beautiful boys, I had to contend with my own childhood and how I was parented. And then to understand that, I had to understand how my parents were parented. And I think this is something that all parents go through. As I was reckoning with all of these themes, I started to write a story in a traditional way, a piece of literature that had a plot and the story would unravel, much like my plays do. And it just wasn't working. And I realized that a traditional story is not the kind of form that this book wants to take. as I said to you in the earlier question, it felt like this was something much more personal and intimate. It was like a whispered conversation in the early hours of the morning between two people who know each other very well and are finally talking about the most real and deepest parts of their life. And then I started writing the book. I completely deleted that entire half draft. And I started writing the book again as a conversation, like you said. And each chapter in the book is actually a conversation with one of the people in my life that I love dearly. There's a chapter about my mother and I, my father and I, my wife and I. And there are two chapters that feature my kids. And that felt really good. And then finally, as you said, there's a chapter about this house, which is inextricably tied up with my grandmother. And so it really felt good that, because actually, what are we if not our relationships with the people that we love the most and the place where we belong? And it felt really good to structure the book that way, because it felt like, let me put it this way, it felt like traditional storytelling was a way to not talk about how life really works and to entertain people through a false idea of a fabulous plot that unravels. But actually, there's a form of art that is just as entertaining, that sits and mirrors how life really works, which is us being in contact constantly with the people that we love and trying to figure out those relationships with more understanding each contact and each day as we go older. I mean, that's what this book tries to mirror as well in its structure and format.
இந்த நூலில் அவர் நிர்வாணமாக அனைவருக்கும் நடுவில் நிற்பது போல் எனக்கு பட்டது என்று கூறியதற்கு சக்திதரன் தனது அன்புக்குரியவர்களுக்கு சவால் விடும் போதும் தீவிர நேர்மை மற்றும் பாதிப்புடன் வாழ்வது பற்றி சிந்திக்கிறார் என்றும், அவரது நினைவு குறிப்பு அவரது தாய் மற்றும் மனைவியுடன் ஒரு திறந்த உரையாடலாக மாறியது என்றும், அந்த உறவுகளை ஆழப்படுத்திய அதே நேரத்தில் மிக நீண்ட அத்தியாயமாக அமைந்த அவரது தந்தை குறித்த பகுதி சக்திதரனின் வாழ்க்கையில் அவரது தந்தை இல்லாது போன சம்பவங்களுடன் போராடுகிறது என்றும், ஆண்மை, அமைதி மற்றும் அவரது தந்தையின் தலைமுறையின் போராட்டங்களுக்கான இரக்கம் என்பவற்றை ஆராய்கிறது என்றும் கூறினார்.
I'm very interested in why vulnerability is not common practice in modern society. I would turn the question back to you and say, why is that something unusual? And it's interesting that honesty is not a prized quality today. And I don't want to die, Sanjayan, without having reached a great depth of honesty with the people who are in my life. I make no judgment on other people and what they want to do with their lives. I would like a world in which everyone talked honestly and vulnerably. And for me, that's the richest part of life. And I always enjoy it when we get to that point, when I talk to anyone. And to your question, then, what does that mean for the other people who didn't necessarily want to be part of those values? For Amma, it's been difficult, and she's been wonderful in terms of has given me notes on each draft. So it has been difficult for my mum, and I've been very proud of the way that she's carried that difficulty and respected my choice to do this. And it hasn't been easy for her, but it's also been a wonderful deepening of our relationship and really good for us, I think. My wife has been much more open to it. I think she shares the same values as me. She's an artist that also relishes this kind of work in her practice. So this hasn't been easier, but she's been able to carry it with the same kinds of values that I have around it, that this practice is worth it. And then for those who read the book, they'll find out that my father and I have had a typical relationship, one kind of shaped more by his absence than his presence. And he was absent for a lot of my life. The chapter with him, which is the longest chapter in the book, I guess wrestles with the idea of fatherhood and masculinity. And I wasn't able to share it with him because he passed away in the writing of the book. That ended up becoming part of that chapter. But also, I know that he never would have read it, even if he was alive, because he refused to engage with anything else that I did. And I think that that is really important to think about and acknowledge too. You know, then that chapter is about the barriers that some people place around deeper engagement and a deeper relationship, and having sympathy and understanding around why that might happen. And with my father, I think a lot of Sri Lankans, I'm sure this is true of Indians and Pakistanis and Bangladeshis as well and Nepalese, but a lot of Sri Lankans and Tamils in particular, men, we really base our identities around our work and being part of a family and a community. And I'm not sure that men of that generation knew what to do if work wasn't a huge part of their identity and family wasn't a big part of their identity. You know, my father went through a divorce and also lost his job. And I really think that spun his life out of control. And as a teenager, I was so angry at him for not answering my calls. And as an adult, I could see it was a kind of abandonment of me. But now as an adult, I just think, how could he have done anything else? And it must have been such a difficult period of his life to go through all that. And so I guess with my mum and my wife, it was an open dialogue. Whereas with my father, it's a wrestling with his silences that forms the basis of that chapter.
அழகாக வடிவமைக்கப்பட்ட இந்த நூலில் வளமையாக இடம்பெறுவது போல எழுத்தாளரின் நிழற்படம் இடம்பெறவில்லையே என்று கேட்டதற்கு, இந்த புத்தகம் ஒரு கலைப்படைப்பாக கருதப்படுகிறது. இதில் மட்டக்களப்பு ஓவியர் நிர்மலவாசன் வரைந்த ஓவியம் அவரது நீர் உருவங்கள் காதல் மற்றும் தொடர்ச்சியின் கருப்பொருட்களை பிரதிபலிக்கின்றன என்றும், கோலம் போன்ற தமிழ் கலாச்சார சின்னங்களில் வேரூன்றிய இதன் வடிவமைப்பு வெளிப்புற கவனச்சிதறல்கள் இல்லாமல் நேரடியான நான் நீ உரையாடலாக கதை வெளிப்படும் ஒரு நெருக்கமான புனிதமான இடத்தை உருவாக்குகிறது என்றார்
அவர். One of the things about working with the museum is we were all excited about the book itself being a work of art. And it's something that you can do when you work with a museum that you can't with a traditional publisher as easily anyway. We engaged an artist from Batikloa called Nirmalavasan. The text that I've written has a lot of imagery around water and love and the way that water works and winds its way through the world and the way that love works and winds its way through our relationships. And Nirmalavasan works a lot with the idea of water. Firstly, we thought it'd be fantastic to engage a Sri Lankan Tamil artist in this because the house and the lineage and our culture and our art form is throughout this book. And Nirmalavasan seemed a wonderful fit because of his similar interests. And then the column is the same column that's on our front porch. And that's the same column that was on our front porch in our house in Colombo. And I'll have to ask Amma if it was the same column that was on our front porch in the house in Jaffna. I'm not sure. And so the painting on the inside of the book is a kind of poetic rendering of this house that was carried across the seas from Sri Lanka to Australia. And in the book, I address everyone as you. I don't use any names. It's a conversation between someone and their loved one. And the person narrating uses the word I, and the person they're talking to, they address as you. And I love this intimacy. For me, it settles in to be about what we are as humans and how we negotiate life with each other. And I didn't want it to be muddied or disrupted by things outside the world of the book. And so, yeah, that my picture is not on the book because that would be the same as putting anyone else's picture in there, I think. And the book is this kind of beautiful, sacred, gorgeous thing in its design. An Indian Tamil inside the powerhouse team designed it. And there are these wonderful conversations between me and her and Nirmalavasan, and so to get the book together. And so I just feel like it's its own little sacred gift, you know, and then people can be inside that space and read it, and then they can do whatever they want with the real world and all the things it relates to in the real world afterwards if they want to jump on Google and so on. But I wanted to keep the boundaries of that book and its specialness of living inside its own world for as live as long as I could. Yeah.
அடுத்து ஏதாவது எழுத இருக்கிறீர்களா என்று கேட்டதற்கு, ஒரு நாடகாசிரியரை விட எழுத்தாளருக்கு பொருளாதார பிரச்சனை அதிகம் என்றாலும் சில சிந்தனைகள் எழுத்து வடிவம் பெற வாய்ப்பு இருக்கிறது என்றார்.
The honest answer is I have no idea. I really enjoyed writing this and we'll see how it goes. Being an artist is not a very good idea if you want to keep your family financially secure. This is something I write about in the book. Being a novelist is an even worse idea than being a playwright in terms of financial security. So I can hear my accountant uncle saying, please don't write any more books. But we'll see. We'll see. I think this is a new territory for me. I'm really interested to see how people will respond. Already, I know with some early readers, there's been incredible responses, really, really meaningful, beautiful responses. And I know that there'll be some people who are uncomfortable with vulnerability are going to have a hard time with this book. So let's see, Sanjay. And I think when you're an artist and you do the kind of work I do, it's the same with counting and cracking. You just don't know. All you can do is hold to your values, hold to the people whose stories are inside the work and try to honor them and honor your values. And then it's over to the world to see what the world makes of it. And we have to find the courage to sit back and watch that battle take place in the hearts and minds of people, some supported and some don't. And let's see if this one sails those jagged oceans well. And if it does, then maybe I'll be able to write another book.
அவரை வாழ்த்தி விடை பெற்றோம்.
Thank you, Sanjay. That means a lot to me. So I appreciate that.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.